It's our problem free philosophy.
But did you, though?
Greetings, Apropossi, and buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
And no special guests.
No special guests. I mean, and apparently no leg. Do we just get the crazy leg when we have guests?
I think it's when we have four, you know, streams all happening at the same time.
That could be.
Slows things down.
We kind of have a special guest. I've got Linguini with me, and he also has no legs.
Leg.
What?
No. Oh. James, no.
I'm drinking.
That's fair.
Yeah, no, just full stop. I'm drinking.
My
wife went to Omni Brewing Company and brought me back a crowler of their mango sour.
Mm.
So I am going to try that now.
I mean, I do like mango.
That's fantastic.
Yeah?
That is fantastic.
Does it taste like a sour mango?
It is their smoothie sour series. And it tastes like a mango smoothie that's a little sour. And it's pretty fantastic.
Nice. I'm drinking. Full stop.
Yeah.
So, in particular. Crafted Artisan Meadery Dragonheart.
Ooh.
That's fancy as fuck.
Apple mead with cherry and raspberry added.
Fuck yes. What is this? Crafted?
Yeah, it's, I believe the brand is Crafted Artisan Cedary, and the flavor is Dragonheart. It's got a cute little dragon on the label.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. But yeah, it tastes real good. I like mead, and it was not a full bottle of mead, but definitely enough mead.
It is a session mead. Ooh.
It is a session mead.
Salsa has the Googles.
I do.
I keep splashing myself just slightly with this thing because it still has a super long neck.
They use wildflower honey on it.
Ooh. But yeah, it's pretty fucking tasty, you guys.
I am going to have to try some of that someday.
Yeah.
You'll have to pry it out of Jenna's cold, dead hands.
Where did you find it?
I found it at Wine and Cheese Liquors off of Grand.
Okay.
Grand and Lake.
Grand and Lake, yep.
Yep.
I haven't been there in a few years.
I've only started going again because it's in between my place and Joe's place.
Sure, yeah.
So on my way home, I'm going to be like, oh, hey, I'm going to stop at the booze store. And they still carry Sweet Bitch, which is the wine that Bill found for me. Mm-hmm. And they didn't carry it, so Bill was like, you guys should carry it, and now they carry it, and they still carry it.
But do they carry it?
They do. Actually, they expanded, and now they carry not just the Pinot Grigio, but the Merlot as well.
Very nice. I used to get some fantastic cheeses at that place.
Oh, they do have good cheeses. I'm not supposed to have them, but sometimes I do, because they're really good.
Because they're fucking good cheeses.
And then I leave before the gas starts. I mean, some of those cheeses, you can't actually tell the difference, but I feel better, personally.
I think if I got the Dragonheart Mead along with the Circus Wine... I would probably have, like, my festival booze run done.
Oh, there you go.
What about you, James?
Any way to do it.
Yeah, what are you drinking?
Tonight, I am drinking Minneapolis Cider Co. Raspberry.
Ooh.
It's delicious.
Does it have hops in it?
Ingredients: apples, raspberry, cane sugar, sulfites, and sorbate.
Well, okay, then I'll have to try it.
Mm-hmm. It's delicious.
We are all drinking fruits tonight.
Mm. We're all a little fruity.
I mean, I'm using my gay stitch markers.
Mmm. Oh, that's so rainbow and delightful.
Yeah. Makes me happy.
Yeah.
All right. So what has everybody been up to?
Oh, my God. You guys.
Anybody? Anyone?
Yeah.
You guys. Anyone? No, wait. You guys.
No
you guys,
one? Do you know? Friday okay, night. I guess I'll go then.
Fuck you.
Friday night. Brutal.
Friday night. What was I going to say? Fuck.
I don't know, but there was a lot of lead up to it.
God damn it.
Oh, no.
I'm so happy right now.
I hate you.
And the Wild is playing tonight. It's like Salsa Christmas.
So Friday night, fire in Joe's backyard, which is a thing that Joe and I have been doing. Mm-hmm. However, mm-hmm. we also had a couple of Joe's closest friends that were fully vaccinated.
Ooh.
And this is the first time there have been people in Joe's backyard besides me in like over a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there was grilling and there was fire and there was conversation and it made my extrovert heart so happy. We very specifically told it, like, because I was at the time of the fire 2 days out from full vaccination. Mm-hmm. And so we said, like, I will be it 2 days out, but, like,
but, you know, I mean, that 2 weeks has also got a buffer zone, so you're fine.
Probably, yeah. Like, that was the assumption, but it's still, like, this is the risk. Like, I have to let you know.
Yeah.
Like, this.
Yeah, yeah, you absolutely have to. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just, that's, yeah. Informed decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And everybody was like, well, yeah, but there's like kind of a buffer on that anyway. Like, basically.
Even so.
Also said. So, but they were willing to accept that.
Sure.
Risk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
None of us have been sick. So.
I mean,
I'm just a little sick the next day, but that was a very direct result of
that was just morning sickness.
That was the God. Salsa.
Hold on a second. No. Followed by no. Also no.
Can I throw in a no there?
No, 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 and oh yeah, hell the fuck no. I think that's the
yes.
There's
accurate.
So many reasons why that's not a thing. The salsa's in an asshole mood.
Right. The salsa's in a salsa mood.
What's the difference?
He's more himself.
I told you before we started recording, I'm in a good mood.
Oh, great. I'm so happy for you.
You'll have to let me know if the Wild lose tonight.
Oh, they will. They absolutely will.
Yeah, because they're a Minnesota team, and they can't help it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No, but that sounds fucking awesome.
No. Caveat, a Minnesota men's sports team.
Oh, no.
Fair. Yeah, because the Whitecaps are amazing.
Yes, the Whitecaps, the Lynx, what have you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hmm. But yeah, no, it was absolutely fantastic to hang out with a couple of people and just be able to talk in person. And not stare at a screen. It was so good.
I mean, at that point, you can stare at a screen, but you don't have to.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah.
so, yeah. So did that. Also, I discovered the world of Twitch and Discord. I have been listening to so many Twitch streams. It's ridiculous.
Yeah?
It is so ridiculous. I can't even. Like, I wake up in the morning and there's a Twitch stream happening from, like, the UK because that's their evening. That's their after work. So, like, I'm starting work and they're finishing it. So I get to have noises in the background, like people talking, like conversation.
Yeah.
Actually with people, even though I'm not. And it kind of helps take a little bit of that extrovert edge off. And it's lovely. And there's some really sweet communities on Twitch.
Whoa, yeah.
Like, I was thinking, like, I was going to run into a bunch of just foul-mouthed assholes, and I did, but they're all real nice people.
Aww.
I know, right? Like, so, yeah. No, that's been super fun. That was a good chunk of my week, actually, because when I learn about something and become into something, I spend a bit of time just being, like, absorbed into said thing. So.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So, that's pretty much a summary of my week.
I can send you recommendations.
You can. I'm already following, like, 14 streams.
That's fucking great. Yeah.
Like, I just, a frenemy of the podcast, Brianna Cecile, has so many friends. And so I just stalked her friends, and now I am following all of them.
Yeah.
But, like, on their request, they're like, follow me. And I'm like, okay, I will stalk you. so, yeah. And I think that's probably why I've ended up finding so many awesome people on Twitch is because she is awesome people and finds awesome people and people's awesomely. So
she's the magistrate of the wholesome empire. So
that's true.
There is that.
So yeah. Yeah. No, that's been a good chunk of my week.
That sounds fucking awesome. Yeah. I didn't think that I wanted anything to do with Twitch other than watching the occasional Reverend Matt.
Right. Like, that's been my entire Twitch experience up until the past week.
And then Reverend Matt, aside, it was when Kai Humphries started getting in to Twitch instead of Instagram, and I just...
Sure.
Leapt into it. Yeah. Yeah, that's fucking great though. Are you going to be streaming? Are you going to do a thing?
I have plans, you guys.
You have plans. Yeah.
Okay. So here's my thought. Cuz I don't do a lot of the in-depth gaming stuff that a lot of other people do. Mm-hmm. But I love building houses in The Sims.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to stream myself building houses in The Sims, but any money that I make through subscription or bits or whatever is going to get donated to homeless causes.
That's amazing. Yeah.
So, yeah, and all of the, like, the redeemable points or whatever those are. I don't even know. The little orby things. It's like one of them is going to be like, rant about homelessness. And I will do so.
Yeah.
It's a thing that's near and dear to my heart. Like, that actually sounds wrong. I don't actually encourage homelessness.
You encourage talking about it, not pushing it out of sight.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's something I feel strongly about. So I figured I could maybe use Twitch to do that.
I think that's astounding. that makes me so happy that you're going to do that, and that you have this charitable, wonderful plan. That, yeah.
Well, like, I'm not a professional streamer. I don't really need to. Yeah. Well, then I might need to change my plan. If that becomes my sole source of income, that'd be an issue. But like, I don't need to be raising money in this way to support myself.
Yeah.
So I would like to use it. I was like, I don't want people to give me money for this. But I would be willing to accept money to go to other causes for this. So.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. That's kind of my plan. And that means that I need to break into Sims and figure out exactly how I want to go about building houses. I think I might just cheat myself into all of the money and do all of the building.
Oh, yeah. By all means. Do that. Like, that's going to be fascinating. I think people are really going to like watching you make stuff. There's something incredibly pleasant about that.
Yeah. Like, it's not a high intensity thing. It's like, I want my stream to be mellow. I want it to be mellow.
Yeah. Kai just knits.
Yeah.
And talks about his gigs. And that's amazing. Cause I get to do the thing that we do where we all talk about comedy. And I enjoy hearing you two talk, you know, basically teach me a masterclass in your thoughts on comedy. But then also, it's just like, it's very chill. It's very chill. Yeah, it's fantastic. So I think your idea sounds wonderful, and I will absolutely subscribe.
Yay! I already have a subscriber, and I don't even have a channel yet.
Mm-hmm.
Winning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I have to build it because I need that subscription money.
Any dumb thing we say on the podcast.
If you build it, James will come.
Excellent.
Wait, that sounds dirty.
Yes.
If only you build it, Salsa will ejaculate.
No.
Oh, I was going to do that anyway, honey.
Yeah, like... That's just happening regardless of what I
do. He's doing it right now. Oh, there are his hands.
Okay.
Where's my wife?
Oh, thank God.
That's fair.
Here's with a glass of wine is where your wife
probably,
is.
Yeah.
Bottle.
Yeah.
There's a glass somewhere in the house.
Yeah, I was wondering if she was going to slow herself down with a glass. I shouldn't recommend it. It's a speed bump. Yeah. But that also dovetails pretty neatly into what the fuck I've been doing too.
What the fuck have you been doing, James?
So I have never DM'd a D&D game. I've led a couple of other
It was just the way you phrased it was like never have I ever.
Yeah.
Now I'm playing a college party game.
That's appropriate. That's basically, we are College Party Game, the podcast. But adult learners, you know.
Like older. But with aching joints.
Right. Yeah, the joints that we're passing are, like, replacement knees. Metal hips.
Yeah.
I had never been the DM of a D&D game, and part of the thing that we encourage each other to do is to expand and do new stuff when it scares us. And I had done a couple of streams with Eric beforehand and decided like, okay, this is what's going to happen is that more than just doing like a Facebook video, a quick thing, that I'm going to put these sessions on Twitch under my account. And so they are there. I have started my Twitch account. They're also under like a a fabulous number of other accounts, including Facebook. But yeah, we've had a couple of viewers each time, which is really heartening. But mostly it's just I've built a game that I'm really proud of. Because, of course, the first time that I'm DMing, I'm not leading them through a pre-made adventure. I'm an idiot. I'm going to build something completely new from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's the only way to do it.
And one of my friends was like, well, that's okay, because they're new too, and so they won't know the difference. And I was like, no. These are veterans. These are people who have, been playing D&D for a very long time. It's just... It's been something that really scared me, so now I'm doing the fucking thing, and I hope people are really liking it. The players are telling me that they're having a good time, which is the thing that matters the most, but then I also hope that our audience is enjoying it as well. It is definitely... I did not know how long things were going to take. Combat takes way longer than I expected.
Oh yeah.
And people are solving the puzzles that I created, which feels really good.
Oh, that's awesome when people actually do the things that you were hoping they would do.
Sometimes they do. I hope that I'm, being sort of gently, shoving, because almost all of the other systems that I play involve a ton of improv. And so when people aren't getting the hang of things, I can say, you are solving it this other way. It's solved. You're fine. It's done. Right?
Right.
But in this case, I have something that's pretty tightly regulated because the puzzles are important, and there are, like, they need knowledge from one thing to apply to the next thing. So it's been really good, and they've really been liking the characters, the non-player characters and things like that. It's good. I've been getting good reactions from them. I like it. But if I were to start doing a different gaming thing on Twitch, I would probably start playing old PlayStation games and old GameCube games that don't get any love these days.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can just picture you going through, like, all of the Zelda games. Like, starting at the very beginning.
I can absolutely see James doing that, yes.
That's quite possible, but there are also racing games and giant robot games that I am a massive fan of. And, sitting down and playing through those.
Well, sure.
With the degree of expertise that I have formed over many years, I think is something. Put it back in the public eye, especially because in some cases, I would really like for them to make a new one.
Hey guys, remember this? Wouldn't it be cool if?
The big four or five games where I really super want a sequel or to have it remade, several of them were just remade last year or received a long-awaited sequel. And it's extremely weird, but it's been invaluable during the pandemic to have to have all of these things, and it's been hugely entertaining. But there are two notable examples that I would really, really like to have. It's not probably going to happen. But, I can at least play the old ones and let people enjoy watching someone play something with absolutely phenomenally terrible graphics. I don't know when you last played a PlayStation game. Those graphics are awful.
PS1? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know that I ever played PlayStation 1. I mean, maybe, but I definitely PlayStation 2.
Mm-hmm.
Really, the only thing I played on PlayStation 1, I think, was Final Fantasy and Goldfinger.
Sure.
Okay.
Or GoldenEye. GoldenEye, sorry.
GoldenEye would have been N64.
Was it?
There was a remake of GoldenEye much later that was for the PlayStation 4? I want to say late PlayStation 3, early PlayStation 4.
I thought GoldenEye was PS. Okay, well, in that case, the only thing I ever played was Final Fantasy.
Fair enough. Yeah. I've got an entire catalog of games that I can play.
Because I remember I was in college when the PS2 came out, and mm-hmm. that was like mind blowing graphics.
Yeah.
And now you look
suddenly at, round things had curves.
And now you're like, holy shit.
Mm-hmm. Things weren't just made out of razor sharp angles anymore.
Like I sat in line mm-hmm. for hours. Not to buy a PS2, but so I could save a spot for my friend who was in class, so he could buy a PS2.
Yeah.
You know, I did that. But I also got to play it then, and he got, like, Summoner. And that game was... Oh, I loved that game. That was a fucking great game. And now you look at that game, and you're like, oh, ho, 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 buddy. Oh.
Yeah.
Oof.
No. You're like, how did we see anything?
Yeah.
How did any of these...
Why did this resemble a humanoid in any way, shape, or form?
Yeah, oh my god. Yeah, no, I tried to do this when the Dreamcast came out with Soul Calibur. I tried to go back and play Soul Blade, which was a PS1 game, and there was already a difference that made Soul Blade almost unplayable, and I'm kind of fucking excited to see.
Like, recently on Steam, I bought, this, mm-hmm. this is a couple years back now, but I bought Knights of the Old Republic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that game. Because I fucking loved that game when it first came out. Absolutely loved that game. I couldn't play it.
It's a great game.
It was literally unplayable on my computer. The controls were just they were awful. They were so bad, I finally rage quit. And I was just like, I fucking loved this game so much, but the graphics were terrible and the controls were awful, and I finally just went, I can't.
Yeah. Well, and there's a very real thing with remakes of games updating not only the graphics but the controls and like elements that were just nearly impossible. They'll sometimes go back and they'll be like, you know, we wish that it had been a little different. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
What about you, Salsa? What hockey have you been playing?
My hockey team is fucking killing it in the playoffs.
Nice.
And by my hockey team, I mean the hockey team that I am employed by and are paid monies by, and not the
Minnesota. Yeah, I would say that's your hockey team.
And not the Minnesota Wild, because they're not doing so
hot. Aren't they one game away from being eliminated?
They are on the chopping block right now.
Tonight is the deciding moment. In like 40 minutes.
Yeah, basically.
Salsa's going to find out. We're gonna watch his face. We're gonna know by the end of this podcast.
No, actually, we won't.
How shit is going.
No, the game won't start for another half hour at least. But, the Minnesota Magicians, who I work for.
Who is the team, Steve?
What's that?
I said that is an actual team, Steve.
Oh. Because But they...
I'm teasing my little brother because I'm a big sister and that's my job.
Yes, yeah. As you should. No, thanks. They were the underdogs. They came in third in the division, which means they played the second place team in the division. So they were the underdog, and they swept it 3 games. It's a best of 5 series, and they fucking just... The first game... It was against the Alaska Ice Dogs, the Fairbanks Ice Dogs. So they played all 3 games in Alaska. But the first game, Alaska scored the first 2 goals, and then Minnesota scored 6. In the second game, Alaska scored the first 2 goals, and then Minnesota scored 7. And then in the third game, Minnesota scored the first 3 goals and then just held on to it.
Yeah.
And
wow.
And so they swept the series, and they're going to the second round of the playoffs, the first team to advance. And it's looking like we are going to play the fourth seeded team, because the fourth seeded team is also destroying the first seeded team, which is a huge relief for me because we do well against Kenai River, and we don't do well against Janesville. So if we play Kenai River, we've got a solid chance. So I'm really excited about the playoffs. Really excited about the playoffs.
Yay!
And yes, the Wild are also in the playoffs, but it's a Minnesota sports team. Minnesota men's sports team. They're going to choke. It's what they do. But that having been said, I have been watching all of the playoff games. Not just the Minnesota games, but all of the playoff games. I have been very hockey inundated, which is okay with me. However, it was also my son's birthday last weekend.
Aww.
I saw that.
Yep. He turns 6. He's getting so big. And he wanted a Mario Brothers party.
Oh.
So he got a Mario Brothers party. It was pretty great. It was a small party, very similar to what Jenna was saying about, you know, the backyard at Joe's. We had a small gathering of people. We felt a little guilty about not inviting more of his friends, but it's like we have a small yard, and having a couple friends over was already kind of at the edge of our comfort zone, you know? Like, even then, there was no hugging or anything. We were still, like, standing at a distance from each other as we were chatting. But it was Saturday, and it was 88 degrees or whatever it was, so we put the pool.
Whoa.
So we put the pool out in the front yard, and just the kids spent the whole time in the pool. And, yeah, it was fantastic. So my little boy is getting big.
How old is he now? He's like 4.
I've already said like twice.
I missed it. I'm sorry.
It's his sixth birthday.
Okay. Jesus. Maybe that's why I didn't register it. It doesn't seem possible or right.
Nope, he's getting big.
So.
Yeah.
That was good, and it was also like Jenna was saying, you know, just kind of having friends over. Their friends are our friends' kids, you know. So it was they got to hang out, but then we adults also got to hang out a little bit, and it was nice just kind of hanging out with people, like much like exactly like Jenna was saying. It's just kind of having that, even though we're not sitting right next to each other, we're still kind of spaced out. It was just like, there are people here, and I can see your faces, and that's very nice. So.
Yeah, I had a sleepover date with a partner. other than my primary, and like...
Did you play spin the bottle and braid each other's hair?
I did braid one of my date's hairs.
Well, there you go.
Just like
just the one hair, though.
Just the one. I introduced one of my partners to the Castlevania anime because it's absolutely phenomenal. And and while we were watching it, I braided her hair. Because I'm trying to practice French braiding because I'm not great at it.
It's I'm not good at it either.
Yeah.
I'm real good at it, you guys.
I'm getting there. It's very frustrating to start.
Yeah, it's a practice thing. I can almost French braid my own hair, but like anybody else's hair, I can do French braid, reverse French braid. I can do four strand. I can do I can do rows and just tiny bits and like, yeah.
I can French braid one side and then braid that into the remainder of the hair.
I can do the regular braid just on myself. You know, one that starts the nape of your neck. I can do that one on myself just fine, not a problem. It's when you start going down and adding strands that it's just like, lost me. Hmm.
No, my my favorite thing to do with my own hair is to have a braid that starts like in the middle of the back of my head or toward the top, and then to wind it around into a bun and pin it or put a band around it, because I think it looks really pretty and it makes me feel handsome. Yeah.
I haven't braided my hair in a long fucking time. It's been over a year since I braided my hair, now that I think about it.
I can't really wear my hair loose, because it goes everywhere. It's a pain in the ass if I try to do that.
Go ahead.
I usually, if I'm, like, I'm okay with my hair. I've also got straight hair, which you've got, you know, you've got hair that gets matted up and knotted up if you let it go unruly, whereas my hair is...
Yeah, I've got, like, wavy hair.
Yeah, my hair is straight, so it can kind of do what it wants to, and I can shove it back into position fairly easy. So I let my hair do what it wants most of the time, unless I'm doing something like eating, and then I want it out of my face, and then I do the ponytail thing.
Yeah, my hair is just straight passing.
But if I also... But if I'm going outside, I've always got a hat on my head, so...
Yeah, I tend to wear head coverings and things like that just because of practice, because of fest. But it also, like, when you have some hair that is shorter than the other hairs, and you're driving, not having that blowing into your face
I can't have the windows open when I'm driving at all.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I mean, we haven't done fest in a year, so I haven't had no reason to braid my hair. So
I suppose.
So you guys, I have a very long amount of hair right now. And by the next time we record, I will not.
Yeah.
I'm going to visit Justin Link on Thursday. And I am going to get, probably, we're still going to discuss it, an inverse bob.
What?
Oh.
So you know how a bob is just kind of like...
I actually... bearish? No. Okay. It's hair. I'll see it when I see it.
You know what? It'll be very much shorter, but not... It won't go above the chin, really, or the ears, depending on where we settle. But it will be a little bit longer in front than it will in the back. And that's basically an inverse bob. But it will all be the same length. I'm not going to have any bangs or face framing or anything like that. So yeah, I'm going from hair that reaches a couple inches shy of my butt, to about chin length.
That's going to be a massive difference.
That's going to be huge.
My son, the day before his birthday, also went to Justin Link for a haircut. So what we're saying is, go to Justin Link for all of your hair care needs.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Do that.
So yeah, but I'm going to do that this Thursday. There will be pictures. I will share them.
Excellent. We should probably take a break, though.
Okay.
So we're going to do that.
Okay.
And then we'll come back, I guess.
Okay.
ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Don't you need 3 miracles to become a saint? Also, like, death?
Yeah, that was 4 of them.
Oh, okay.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
You sure are.
Oh, boy, howdy, am I, Jenna.
Are you, though? Are you sure you are?
But did you, though?
Oh, fuck.
Anyway.
Oh, shit. Oh, no.
Good.
Now I'm having an existential crisis. Thanks a lot, fuckers.
Good listeners.
We are and bad. We don't judge.
We are going to do something that we have not done for a while.
Shower.
James?
Yes?
Can we have a conversation about hygiene?
I mean, it has been a year for most of us. There is
only if that's our random
there
topic.
Is a lot of relearning that some people need to do, apparently.
Oh, God. I need to start making soap faster.
Okay, so, James, hygiene is something that we used to have in the before times.
Oh.
Oh, God.
All right. I'm actually, like... The thing is, I biked 8 miles today. It was my first bike ride of the season, and I am looking forward to a shower after this. I need it.
So, you guys?
Yes?
Yeah?
Nope, never mind.
Okay.
I forgot.
This is what we're going to do for our topic. For our topic, what we're going to do is we are going to use a random word generator. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit the generate random words button here. It'll pop up 5 words. I will read these words off, and then we will see where those words take us. So, here are our words. Exclude, car, desert, damage, and extraterrestrial.
I tell you guys the story about how Tim Wick rear-ended me once?
Oh.
We've heard it a few times. Also, your car.
That covers 2 of those words.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a complete surprise to me.
Sigh. It has been as hot as a freaking desert out there, I gotta say. And
even I am a little uncomfortable.
I was real unhappy. And I've been outside the past, like, every day the past 4 days or so, I have been outside. And a couple of those days, it was real muggy, too. Which was gross. Like, even my kids came inside on Sunday, like, Sunday afternoon, and were like, it's hot out there. we're going to come inside in the air conditioning.
Dad, it's unfair outside.
No, I was, like, but I was working in the shop the past couple days. And it was just like, I'm getting things done, and I like that fact, but it's so hot out here, and I'm not happy about these facts.
When I was in the house of Charles' best friend, former landlord, insulating the garage / workshop, and then fitting it with a heavy-duty heater and an air conditioner were both... Like, all of that was of the utmost importance, because otherwise it just gets fucking gross in the middle of summer.
Yeah. I need to... I would love to put, like, a heater and a air conditioner in my garage, but my garage is, first of all, too small for that.
Huh.
You know, my garage already has my camper and my wife's car in there, which leaves no room for really anything else. The rest of the stuff that, like, like the lawnmower is like tucked under the camper, and like the kids' bicycles are kind of around the tongue of that, and like my lathe has maybe a 3 foot space between the back wall and like the front bumper of my wife's car for me to work in. There's no space.
We solved this problem. They make wonderful garage and shop heaters that hang from the beams.
No, I know, but I'm just the what I'm saying is my shop just isn't big enough for me to justify that.
Fair.
You know, it's like if it was a bigger shop that I could use and justify using year round, then I would do something like that.
Sure.
But it's so small and so limited at this point that it's just like it's not worth.
Yeah. Once this becomes your career, then it'll never then be that my will career, happen. But
I mean, maybe you could retire into it.
I mean, it's definitely a hobby that I will continue to do for many years to come, but it'll never be my career. So yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah, it has been quite hot out, but having, like I said, having the pool in the front yard while the kids were over, that was really nice. What I did is I sat down in one of my like little plastic Adirondacks, and I took just a plastic tub, and I dipped it in the pool and pulled out just like 3 inches of water in that plastic tub, and I just put it and rested my feet in the little pool of water while I was sitting.
Yeah,
and it was delightful.
Yeah, that is best life.
Yes.
I was just cranky on Sunday. Like, it was just hot.
Yeah.
And I was just cranky. And like here's the thing, is that we've had this conversation before. I prefer summer because I don't like being cold. There's a chill that happens in my bones that I cannot get rid of until it gets to be regularly at least 60 degrees out. But I think with the humidity on top of everything, and just like during the day where it was like, is it going to rain? That would be great if it rained. No, it's not going to rain. Fuck you, guy. Like, it was unpleasant. It was just so thick.
Yeah.
And like, I love
walking into a human mouth.
I love a good dry heat. Sure. Love it. But that is not what we had over the weekend. That was not it. Nope. Sure wasn't.
It was real gross. It was, in fact, it was a little rough for bicycling today.
I believe it.
Yeah. Even just like being 70, like lows. Oh no, I guess it was low 80s. Today, and still very humid. Like, it's supposed to have I was looking forward to thunder showers all day today, and I guess it's finally going to happen soon? Question mark? Audibly placed at the end?
Maybe I heard a couple of raindrops on my window, but maybe not.
Yeah, who knows at this point.
I think it's trying. My windows are closed, so... You know, because I respect this podcast or some shit.
I will say that one of the aspects that I absolutely hate about the spring has finally started to die down, and that's the pollen.
Sure.
I have the last 3 or 4 days been able to go outside without feeling like I just want to gouge my eyes out. That has been so much better.
My eyes have still been horrible.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I've been sneezing. I did a sneeze that like hurt my eyes. Have you guys done that?
Yeah.
And my eyes were already itchy.
Yeah.
So I sneezed and then my itchy eyes were also in pain. And I'm like, I don't even know what to do with my face
What's your allergy though?
I have no idea. Oh, okay. I think it's red.
Okay.
Because I have the melon allergies. Mm-hmm. And they're very closely tied together.
Because the tree one is finally starting to die down. Though my car looks like it's yellow marble.
Oh my god, yeah.
I was mowing the
lawn. Tree cum everywhere.
I was mowing the lawn on Saturday morning, and I was mowing under our pine tree, and all I did was bump one of the hanging branches, and a literal fucking yellow cloud came off of the all I did was bump it, and that was enough to shake loose a fucking cloud of yellow.
That tree had been edging for a while.
It was right on the fucking doorstep. It was terrible, but I don't know if it's been because we have had rain the past few days or if it's finally coming out of it, but I have felt better around the face for the first time in a month. So
I think today I felt relatively better, but not over the weekend. No. Like I said, we did a fire the other night, and like I was like towards the end of the evening, like I was starting to just feel miserable, and I was like, why do I feel so bad? Oh fuck. Oh, it's been a day. I'm outside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With all of the allergens.
I am
inside.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
I am really considering getting the shots.
Yeah.
I had a manager get the ragweed shots, and it worked out pretty good for him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like needles, but there are days where I'm like, buddy.
Yeah.
That might be worth it.
I got no problems with needles. The only problem I have would have is you have to go in like every month to get a new shot, and having a consistent schedule, that's hard for me.
I mean, I take the pill daily.
Again, this is me. This is me we're talking about.
This is why birth control is made for women and not for men.
Oh, God. I would take it religiously for 3 days, and then I would miss a day, and then I would take it religiously for 2 more days, and then I would miss a day, and then I would take it for 1 more day, and then I would miss a day, and then I would take it for 3 more days, and then I would miss 2 days, and then I would take it for another day, and then I would forget where I left it, and that would be the end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like the Top Gear thing with Richard Hammond, where he was like, there is a pill that I'm supposed to take to make sure that I do not get malaria while I am here in the jungle, and I cannot remember if I've already taken it, and I realized this morning that if I was a lady, I would be so pregnant all the time. not that you have to be a lady to have a uterus, but yeah.
Right.
Like, they now make pill bottle caps that have a little digital timer on the top so that every time you open the pill bottle, it resets to zero.
Hmm.
So you can look at it and go, I last opened this 7 hours ago. It is not time to take it. I already took this today. Or if you look at it and you go, I last opened this 48 hours ago. I missed yesterday. Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But it resets to zero every time you open the bottle. And I'm like, that was made for me.
That is a much smarter system than the giant Keurig that they created, that instead of ejecting coffee, it ejects little pods with all of your medicinal doses and makes an alarm sound to let you know that it's time to take your medication.
Yeah, no, this is
you know what I do? You know what I do for taking my medications? I set an alarm.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
See, here's why that wouldn't work for me. Because I would hear the alarm and I would go, okay, I need to do this as soon as I finish the thing I'm doing right now. And once I finished the thing I was doing right now, I would then have already forgotten about the alarm. And then 20 minutes later, I would have gone, did I do that or not? And which is why it is usually around 3:30 in the afternoon that I go, did I have lunch today?
Yeah.
I do the meal thing if I don't keep a regular schedule. Like, I will forget that meals exist.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I set alarms for, I don't know, I'm a project manager. I'm never going to fully comprehend than not paying attention to milestones.
But I mean, I have a lot of alarms on my phone for things like for daily meetings and things like that, so I don't miss them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But if it is something that I do not do that instant, like with a meeting, it's like it's time to log into the meeting. I go, okay, and I click on the meeting, and I go straight to the meeting, and I'm there. It's done. But something like I have alarms to make sure that I remember to take the trash out, you know, to the curb every week. If I don't, if I hear that alarm and I look at it and I go, okay, I will take care of this as soon as this episode of whatever is done. That
it's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's done. It's gone. It's forever in the past.
This brings up a different thing for me.
What's that, Jenna?
I asked if you had a snooze option, because that's how I, like, if I can't do it right that second, then
that would be smart.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
But I'm not.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Good talk. James, you were going to say something?
Yeah. I don't know what it is about just these last, like, 2 weeks, but I've been really struggling with, I think it's called executive dysfunction.
Yes.
Sure.
Where, like, it is now my habit to get up at 5:30. Between 5:30 and 6, I kind of get ready and I'll do whatever, you know, looking at TikTok and Facebook and Reddit and that kind of stuff. And I'll use the restroom and brush my teeth and just sort of, you know, do general prep stuff for the day.
Sure.
And then when it hits 6, I'll start making coffee and breakfast and prepping lunch. Now that Bryn is back in school, I want to send her to work with a lunch every day.
Aw, that's sweet.
So I will put together her lunch and that kind of stuff. And then just, like, especially today was probably the fucking worst that it's been in a long time. I made just a really simple thing, because it was all I ended up having time for. I made eggy in a basket for breakfast, and I made her a lunch that was toast with cream cheese, capers, and smoked salmon as a like a sandwich. And then, you know, put all of the little extras and lunchtime fun things in there. That took me a fucking hour and 45 minutes. And I was struggling. I was like, okay, I pulled the toast out of the toaster, but the toast is cold. It's going to be difficult to spread the cream cheese. Shit, the cream cheese is in the fridge. I need to grab the cream cheese. Okay, I've got the cream cheese. Where do I set it down? Because I have all of the everything everywhere. And then, okay, so I found a place for that. I need to get a knife for the thing. And, the toast is cold. I'm going to put it back into the toaster on light so that it comes up and that it's okay, but it's going to be warm enough to spread the cream cheese. And then I need to be starting to make the eggs, or she's not going to have anything to eat for breakfast. I won't have anything to eat for breakfast. Am I going to be late for work? And like, oh, the coffee is done. It's boiling over. Oh, the toast just popped. And I'm like, it hasn't been this bad for me in a very long time.
That's not executive dysfunction. Yeah. That's just scatterbrained or lack of what's the word? Whatever. No, executive dysfunction is more.
But part of it was also like getting started on it.
Okay. Yeah. That's
was the
like
other.
I will be sitting in a chair, looking at my phone, and I will go. I don't want to be sitting in this chair looking at my phone. I want to be going to bed because I'm tired.
Yes.
I should stop looking at my phone and I should go to bed. Mm-hmm. And then 2 minutes later, going. No, really, I should stop doing this. And then 20 minutes later going, for fuck's sake, stop looking at your phone and go to bed. And then 45 minutes later going, Jesus fucking Christ, what the fuck is wrong with you? Get off your fucking phone and go to bed. That's executive dysfunction.
That's been the other aspect of this
okay.
for me.
Because what you were describing is more just a lack of focus, lack of planning, you know, being very mm-hmm. scatterbrained.
There we go. There's the rain.
I don't understand any of
oh,
this.
Oh, Jesus.
Do you not?
Are so fucking lucky.
Like, I at some point...
Okay. There's yes and no. I occasionally, like, have a lot going on, and I kind of miss things in my juggling or whatever, right?
Everybody sure. does.
Yeah, that's an everybody thing. And there are certain things that happen to me because of my PTSD, like my brain will just float off somewhere and then come back. But it's not quite, as far as I can tell, it's not quite the same as that scattered focus thing.
Disorganized.
That
that's the word I was looking for. Disorganized.
Yeah. Yeah, that is not how my brain generally functions. I have different issues with my PTSD.
Certainly, yeah.
And my mm-hmm. brain doing things sideways. But it's not, like, if I'm doing a thing and I was like, hey, I should stop doing this and go do this other thing. I can, usually.
There are times I can't. There are times I am locked into
right.
an action.
And that's the thing that is, like, I will sometimes, if I'm doing a thing, my brain will float away and then come back. But I don't think it's quite the same thing that you're describing.
I might experience something similar to what you're talking about, Jenna. Can I ask you a question about it?
Sure, please
yeah.
do.
So, is it... like when you are watching something or listening to something and you realize that you have to rewind it like 20 seconds, 30 seconds because something that they said made you think of something else and you just completely lost what was happening?
Very rarely does that happen to me.
Oh, okay. What is it like?
It is kind of like more of the outside distraction thing, except that it's my own brain doing it. And it just, there isn't a trigger for it that I'm aware of externally, right? Mm-hmm. My brain just is like, I'm going to go think about this anxiety thing or this whatever thing. And it doesn't have to be associated with something that somebody said or something that somebody did.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I call it my brain just kind of floats away.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not really tied to anything. It just does. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, very rarely do I have to go back and rewind anything. That's usually when I'm trying to juggle too many things at once. But that's not my brain making the decision. I'm just like, I have to do this thing and this thing, but I'm going to do this thing at the same time. Nope, now I need to rewind because I was focused on this other thing that I said I was going to do, right? Like, mm-hmm. that's normally when I have to rewind. Or if Joe distracts me. Like...
son of a bitch.
Joe! I'm not the person that talks through... a show or a movie or anything like that. Definitely not the first time through. Oh, I am aware, James. I am so fucking aware. Oh.
Is James a talker?
I am the epitome of patience, and you have no idea.
Salsa, I dare you to be surprised. I fucking, fucking dare you.
No, I'm not surprised. I'm asking, do you talk through movies?
It depends. If this is everybody's first time watching, if I'm in a theater, quiet as a mouse.
Okay, good.
Nothing.
Good.
Zero.
Yeah.
If I am with someone and I don't know, like, they're an unknown quantity, nothing. Nothing. If I am watching a movie with friends and they have seen it before, I will absolutely riff on it. I will say whatever
fuck
the
you.
Fuck comes to mind.
I am adding a caveat to that.
Yes.
No, that is not 100% correct. Sometimes you will be watching something with somebody that hasn't seen it before, and you start to get excited.
Oh, because the scene true. That's coming up is so good.
This yeah. thing is coming up. You start verbally being excited about this thing. And I don't think you do it consciously, but you sure as fuck do it.
Absolutely.
I'm just like, stop it!
When we watched anime together, you would absolutely do that.
Fair.
Yeah.
I am not conscious of that. Shit.
No.
See, whereas, like,
no.
I am...
And I know that you do the best that you can, but I love how excited you get over things, James.
One thing that I try not to do is to be like, oh shit, okay, hang on, this next part, oh, it's the best scene in this whole fucking, just wait, there's a fight, and I've already said too much. I try not to be that person.
And you're not that person, to be fair.
No, you're not usually that full of detail, or non-detail.
So what, tell me about this thing.
There will be other times where you do... I think make the assumption that everybody else has seen something and talk through stuff.
That's possible.
And if you
that's entirely that
if you know they haven't, you get squirmy.
Yes. This is accurate.
Well, that's probably true. Like I don't doubt that at all.
Yeah.
See, like,
so, anyway, like what's the other thing?
I cannot go to sleep if the TV is on.
Oh.
Because I can't not watch it.
Same.
If it is something, and to be fair, we have found, because my wife goes to bed with the TV on, that is a habit she picked up when she was living alone in Bemidji.
Yeah.
Because her whole life, her entire life, she has had a twin sister with her in you know, and then, like, she moved directly from living with her twin sister to living with me. Mm-hmm. She has always had somebody in the same room as her when she's sleeping. And so when she went to teach in Bemidji the year that we got married, she was all alone. And so she would run the TV. And then now that's what she does. She watches TV to go to sleep. It's become part of her routine. Whereas I, if the TV is on, I have to watch it. I cannot. Yep. And we have thankfully found that things like Antiques Roadshow shows of that ilk that are kind of repetitive and don't really have a plot, but are just kind of here's another thing. I can fall asleep to those because I'm not engaged in it, you know.
Yeah.
But if it's anything with a storyline or a plot or anything like that, I can't. Mm-hmm. I cannot fall asleep because I need to know what's happening next. I need to follow the story. And that's part of that is I can't not pay attention to it.
Yep. I'm somewhere in between. Like, especially if I'm awake and the TV is on, I'm connected to it. I'm... taking it. It's very difficult for me to passively have stuff on in the background. But when it comes to falling asleep or being able to ignore what is on the TV, there are extremely specific things that I can do. Mystery Science Theater is one of them. I can fall asleep to old episodes of The Addams Family, things like that. But if it is new information, I have to be completely exhausted in order to fall asleep to that. Which fucking happens, but also, I love falling asleep to Mystery Science Theater or, the Myths and Legends podcast. And the Sleep With Me podcast. I can't fall asleep with a lot of stuff that's on TV. But I started doing that again after a very long time when Kat left. Because I had started doing that when she was away on fire watches. I would put on Mystery Science Theater and fall asleep to that. Which was a combination of, like, when I was a child, I had really vibrant nightmares. Mm. And what helped that not to happen was having a radio on. Just having, you know, having a radio on at night helped a lot. And this kind of took the place of that. And now in order to sleep, I kind of have to have something.
I need something, but it can't be something that I can focus on. A TV show is something I need to focus on, whereas, like, white noise is something that is the ADHD half of my brain can focus on it, so it leaves the rest of my brain alone so I can sleep.
You can listen to podcasts while working, though, right?
Depends on what I'm doing.
Fair.
If I'm doing something mindless, then yes. But if it's doing something that requires my attention, then I will not hear a word of it.
But you will not hear a word of the podcast while you do work, but you can have it on?
I can have it on, and I can focus better, but I won't comprehend a word of it.
Sure. I cannot have things with words on and not pay attention to them.
Same. Yeah, I'm with James on this camp. Like, if somebody is talking, and even sometimes if somebody is singing me a ballad or a song of some sort, like, if there are words, it is really fucking hard for me to not pay attention to the words. I play an awful lot of Apocalyptica while I'm working.
Oh, sure.
I do love Apocalyptica. Whereas I've tuned the two of you out like 5 times already this episode.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I understand our dynamic.
It was actually... It's
we've been doing this for a very long time.
So bad for me that when I was working at Regis, and other places where I was doing call center tech support, I had no choice, or at least felt incredibly compelled to, not only listen to and troubleshoot the call that I was on, but I would also be sending suggestions to 5 other people.
Yeah, I know.
because I could hear their conversations. And if they weren't having a problem, nothing. I would not say anything. But if they were struggling with it, just based on their side of the conversation, I would know what the problem was, and I would send them the way to fix it, or suggest articles that would help them to fix it. Because otherwise, my brain would become attached to what they were saying. Even while I was fixing whatever was on the phone, my phone, the problem I was supposed to be fixing, I couldn't avoid it. Which is why, like, when we worked at that other place together, I had to have headphones on that were playing music essentially 100% of the time.
Well, otherwise you have to listen to Adam.
That too. But no, if I have the ability to have music in my headphones, I will fucking do it, because I have no ability to not listen. It's like looking at words and not reading them. If you can look at a sign and not read it, like, that's what's going on with my auditory processing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can't tune shit out.
It drives my wife up a fucking wall. Because...
Which part?
Huh?
Which part drives your wife up a wall?
I'm getting there.
Probably me.
Because...
All right. All of it.
Yeah.
She, like... Back when we had roommates, the four of us.
Are you telling a James story right now?
What?
I didn't hear it either, James.
I said, are you telling a James story right
God,
now?
No. Back when I had roommates, like, the four of us would be in the living room, and plans would be made. This Saturday, we're doing this. And Saturday would come, and they'd be like, we're doing this, and I'd be like, we're doing what now? And they were like, what are you talking about? The four of us were together in the room talking about this. And I was like,
you discussed it with
you guys. No, I didn't discuss it. You guys talked about it. I was in the room. You didn't.
Where it happened?
Now, unless you can have a conversation right next to me. And unless you say, hey, you're a part of this conversation, it'll just happen over here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I get that. It would drive me insane, but I understand.
It drives my wife crazy because they have so many times they have been like, we talked about this in front of you. You were looking at us. And I would be like, I didn't hear a word you said.
Insane.
Because my brain is doing something else.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is. I was probably trying to think up a better way of creating a ignition system for fire torches that would involve uranium. That's probably what was going on in my head at that moment in time.
Yeah.
What you were talking about, right 6 inches in front of my face, no fucking clue.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. She has learned that it doesn't matter if you're making plans in front of me, you need to say salsa. And then I will go, yes. And then they will go, we are doing the plans. And I was like, okay, now I am engaged, now I am involved, now I know what's going on. But the conversation can't happen in my vicinity. It has to be, I have to be engaged in it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I mean, I get that. I just don't. I completely lack that ability.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yep.
Dear listeners,
if I'm reading something, fuck.
Dear listeners, let us know what you think about all of this nonsense that we've been saying. What stripe is your particular, you know, weirdness, and I use weird with all love and, you know, positive connotations.
Except for you, Mav.
Why am I an idiot? Because I'm sure somebody thinks I'm an idiot right now. Why is James adorable? Because I'm sure somebody thinks James is adorable right now. Why is Jenna so much better than both James and myself combined? Because
I don't think Facebook has that kind of space.
Let us know what you think about what we were talking about. But we're going to take a break now, so to give you a little bit of time to think up what you're going to write on the Facebook.
Hey, so what are we going to talk about in the second half?
I don't.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Okay, we should maybe do a thing then with the stuff. And the whatnot.
Also, the hockey game has started. But we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
The hockey game has started.
And, I mean, some things are important, okay?
Yeah, we know.
And it is time for a Fast Five.
Fast Five!
Today's Fast Five comes to us from the brain of the beautiful, sexy, intelligent Salsa.
Every word had quotes except Salsa.
I don't understand.
Brain, beautiful, from, yeah.
With no further adulations to me, although keep them coming. Question number one. Gangsta's Paradise, or Another One Bites the Dust?
Which is the better Weird Al parody? I'm going to say, because there was Another One Rides the Bus, and there was Amish Paradise. Amish Paradise is very well known. And in fact,
Amish Paradise is way good.
Mm-hmm. That gets playtime at the state fair over the loudspeakers. But the one that started it, his very first on-air parody for the Dr. Demento show was Another One Rides the Bus. And it's really fucking good. It's so high quality for being recorded in a bathroom. Yeah.
Awesome. So I think
therefore
the context. Oh, hey, look, here I am. the context for this is not, but I'm going to posit this anyway. Mm-hmm. Something rather James-esque.
Oh.
And I think the question is, which song would make a better street scene montage?
Mmm.
And I'm going to go with Gangster Paradise.
Okay. I am also going with Gangster's Paradise on this one.
All right.
All right. Question number two.
Yeah.
Safety Dance or Beat It?
Oh.
I love the video for Safety Dance so hard because it's so fucking bizarre,
and I don't even know
what to do with it. And also, somehow we're at a Ren Faire. Like that's what Safety Dance is to me, and I love that video. And I kind of don't care what other context there might be, because Safety Dance video.
Yeah, the video is like the director went to a Ren Faire and went, "This is what we're doing."
Yes. I guess I didn't realize that was the official video.
Also, there's a little person.
Oh, yeah. Yes. There's a girl in a bodice that flips her hair in a really weird way. Like, there's a maypole. There's people dressed like chickens, I think, if I'm remembering correctly. I might just be mixing that up with the wacky chickens, though.
There's that. There is always that. So it was the Safety Dance, or what was the other choice?
Beat It.
I mean, Beat It's got a stellar music video. Like an infamous music video.
Yeah, but I like the Safety Dance. It hits on a bizarre, like, it's nostalgic, but also absolutely not nostalgic at the same time. It just hits in a very interesting place, and I love it. Fucks with my brain, man.
I think I gotta go with Beat It. Because I think that video is enormously iconic. And when you think of Michael Jackson and you think of like the way that Michael Jackson dresses, like that video is the thing.
That is his iconic look.
Close behind Thriller, yeah.
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 Yep. So I'll go with that.
Okay. I'm also going with Beat It. Alright. question number three. fancy,
ooh,
or happy?
Oh, God damn it. Do you prefer a very fancy like seven course meal dinner type thing, or do you prefer family gathered around a table, like passing dishes and like, you know, just your nearest and dearest? And I love both for very different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had to pick between the two, I would probably go happy.
Fair. Although if I had to choose between a backyard grill out and like Rodizio or Fogo, that might be a much harder choice for me.
Oh, God, Fogo.
Mm. But I'm going to say, well, okay, so one, again, Weird Al, tacky instead of happy. Fuck, that is a music video. He had to run down flights of stairs. It's all in one take. It's just amazing. That whole video is fucking incredible. I think this one might be like Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox, which was the more compelling cover. And Fancy had tap dancing in it. So I'm going to go with that.
All right.
The singer stopped during the music break and tap danced. It was amazing.
All right. I'm going with happy. Question number four.
Oh, no.
Lola or Blurred Lines?
Yoda or Word Crimes?
Not everything is a Weird Al reference, James. I mean, in this, there might be.
But Giants?
In general.
Isn't it, Kyle? Isn't it?
Let's just be clear. In life in general.
I feel like at this point there are very few things that aren't a Weird Al reference.
Yeah, it's kind of like The Simpsons having done things first.
Between Weird Al and The Simpsons, pretty much everything is covered.
Has Weird Al has been on The Simpsons, right? I don't know. This is an extremely important question that we should Google after the show. So there's that.
I can't remember Blurred Lines in my head right now.
It's really problematic, but it's got nudity.
Yes, Weird Al has been on The Simpsons.
Nice.
He made two appearances on the show.
That seems right. So if seeing boobs is important to you and you, for some reason, do not have access to the wealth of pornography on the internet, I guess you can watch a super problematic music video about nudity. Yeah, especially like given the context, it's weird. I don't like that music video.
I don't know that I've ever seen the music video. I'm pulling up lyrics right now because I don't want to play it, but I want to know if I can make my brain connect with it.
Get it in your head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's... Isn't that by Alan Thicke's son?
Robin Thicke.
Robin Thicke? Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's, I think it's a song, memory serves, that is entirely about not being sure if someone is playing coy or if they are rejecting you. And
both Blurred Lines and Lola are about questionable moral choices.
Lola is about someone who's a cross-dresser, a transvestite, or potentially who is trans, about some some guy falling in love with Lola. So I have to say, like, I think as far as content goes, I think I would rather listen to Lola. Oh, plus Lola is the name of the drag queen performer in the movie Kinky Boots, which is a phenomenal film. So I'll go with Lola.
I think Copacabana is the song that I remember better, so I'm just going to go with that one. Lola.
Okay. So you're going Lola. James, you're going
Lola.
Lola. I'm also going Lola.
All right.
Question number 5.
Yay, 5 things.
Zoot Suit Riot. Or Lump?
Grapefruit Diet or Gump?
Not everything.
Lump was so super weird. What a weird song. Like Zoot Suit Riot, these were both super catchy songs that people got really into. But I think given a choice between listening to them right now, I would listen to Zoot Suit Riot and I would enjoy it. And I would not probably want to listen to Lump.
See, Presidents, when I was in high school, my mm-hmm. cousin would come over to my house. We had a pool table in our basement and we
uh-huh.
would hang out and listen to Presidents of the United States. Mm-hmm. And we would listen to Butthole Surfers, and we would listen sure. to Led Zeppelin. And
oh, yeah.
Presidents of the United States has a special place in my heart. I fucking oh, love yeah. them. Oh, and They Might Be Giants. And we would
nice. Just,
like, I love them.
A solid education in music.
Exactly. I'm going low.
Fair. Absolutely fair. Like, I'm glad that it has a special place for you. For the same reason that Jimmy Buffett and Simon and Garfunkel have a special place in my heart, hanging out with Charles, listening to those.
I'm going to go with I Am More Likely to Do Chores to Zoot Suit Riot.
That's pretty great, yeah.
All right, that is all 5 of them. I do want to say, when I said earlier about Lola being about questionable choices, I actually thought that song was about an underage girl and not a trans person.
Oh.
So that being the case, that is not what I meant at all, and I apologize.
I may also be misinterpreting
no,
it.
No, I googled it, and that's... I googled it, and that's absolutely what that was about. And I was I thought this was about an underage girl. I am so wrong. So
I
fair enough.
So when I said questionable choices, that was not what I meant.
Okay.
I just wanted to get that out in the open. All right. Question number 1: Gangsta's Paradise or Another One Bites the Dust? Which is the better Weird Al parody? The first question James got my context for question number 1, and I was like, God damn it.
Fuck. I'm still going with Gangster's Paradise.
I'm gonna go with Another One Rides the Bus.
It makes me so happy.
Amish Paradise.
Fucking great.
I'm sorry, Amish Paradise, you're talking about music videos. He did the entire fucking not the entire thing, but like that final sequence backwards. Fuck.
That is amazing.
Yeah. God, it's good. All right. Question number 2. Safety Dance or Beat It?
Mm-hmm.
Which is the better Weird Al parody?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I didn't know that we did a Safety Dance parody. What? Which one is the Safety Dance parody?
The Brady Bunch.
Oh, wow. I have something to look up.
Salsa.
It's a story of a lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. Hey, it's a story of a man named Brady who was bringing up three boys of his own. There were four men living all together. Yeah, but they were all alone. Attila, one day, till the lady met the fellow.
That's amazing. I have never heard this, and I'm all about this.
Salsa.
Yes?
Ask a question.
You and I need to have a conversation. Because.
I feel like we're having a conversation right now, Jenna. What do you mean?
Pretty good conversation.
James, the adults are talking. So here's the problem. Is that James already lives in a world where everything is a bit dirty. So what you're doing right now, Salsa, is you are reinforcing this concept to our poor friend James. And you and I both know, in the world, not everything is a Weird Al parody.
Yes,
I have concerns on your influence over our dear friend James.
I mean, I accept what you're saying.
Okay.
This is good constructive feedback. I will say, you're talking to me.
Damn it, I was doing so good too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. But we can definitely table this for now and circle back.
Okay.
Another time.
I feel like we need to have a conversation. Yeah. Okay.
Question number three. Fancy or happy?
Shit. I don't even want to know. I don't want to hear it.
I'm so excited.
Nope. I'm just going to drink this meat.
When attending a wedding.
Oh.
Which is the better Weird Al song?
Yes, I knew it. I'm going to end you.
I feel warm and buttery inside.
Damn it!
So good.
Fuck.
Oh, I'm gonna say tacky. Like watching grandma get down to tacky is
happy,
just
tacky. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't want to play this game anymore. I'm out of mead too. God damn it.
Question number four: Lola or Blurred Lines?
Nope.
Better
nope.
Weird Al parody.
Fuck.
Yoda is
Yoda.
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 It's amazing.
Yoda.
It's so good. The quality of it, like the quality of the reproduction is so good. Like, Word Crimes is fantastic and has a lot of great mnemonic devices for remembering correct things that are usually confused. But my first Weird Al album was Greatest Hits number 2. And that has Yoda and Jurassic Park and a lot of the other stuff.
The first one I had was... it was the one with... Like a Surgeon.
Ooh, is that... was that Dare to Be Stupid, or was
yes,
that...
Yes, that was Dare to Be Stupid, thank you.
Okay, yeah. Which was featured in the Transformers film from the 1980s. Oh, man. All right. Okay. All right.
James, hold on. Now I'm talking to you, James. James.
No. It was in James? 3D. In 3D was my first Weird Al album.
I was wondering if it was the one that had the TV cover. Yeah.
James, are you doing okay?
Yes.
Are you... Do you need a moment? Do you?
No, I've got like a box of tissues over there if I need them, but I'm doing okay right now.
Okay. I just want to make sure everything's fine. All right. because we're coming up to question number 5. And I just want to make sure that you're prepared for any eventuality.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I am.
All right.
All right. Question number 5. Which song brings you back to the nine? No, it's Weird Al.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Good. All right. I'm so concerned. Which song brings you back to the time that you heard the Weird Al parody?
The Weird Al, but yeah. Again, Gump.
It's quality.
Yeah.
It is.
What were the response? I'm sorry, I forgot.
It was Zoot Suit Riot or Lump.
Okay.
So Grapefruit Diet or Gump.
Grapefruit Diet is pretty good, but I have to say that Gump is a far better parody song.
Yeah, I gotta say Gump too.
When I was living with our roommates, we would occasionally play rock band.
Yeah.
And I would play guitar, and my friend would play drums, and my wife would play bass, and my friend Moretta would do vocals. And whenever we got to Lump, she had to sing the lyrics to Gump.
Yeah.
Because she knew them.
Yeah.
She could just sing those. She didn't need to look at the screen. She could sing those. Whereas if she tried to sing Lump, it would mess her up. So
the same thing happened to the guy that wrote the saga begins, but the drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
McLean.
Yeah, Don McLean.
Don McLean.
Mm-hmm. wrote the original song, and
soon I'm going to be a Jedi.
He will sometimes accidentally start singing the Weird Al version.
Aww.
In concert. He's like, it's so good. It, yeah.
My, this here Anakin guy.
Maybe later. Yeah, it's...
Now he's just a small
fry. Fuck, it's catchy. Yeah.
I will say, like, I do think one of the favorite things that I saw on the internet in the past year was Lin-Manuel Miranda's reaction to the Hamilton polka.
Yes. Oh, wow, yeah.
Watching him fanboy out about the fact that his songs had made it into a Weird Al anything.
That's how you know you've made it.
That's how you know you've made it.
You have.
And, like, he's already experiencing all of this success and, like, sold out to, like, all of this other stuff. And then.
Mm-hmm.
And then. Weird Al does the Hamilton polka, and he's just, he's like a little kid. He looks like a little kid. He's just like,
if you're a comedian, it's being asked to sit at the couch with Johnny Carson. If you're an actor, it's appearing on the Muppet Show. And if you're a musician, it's being parodied by Weird Al. That is how you know you have made it.
Now I just want Weird Al to be on the Muppet Show with the puppet of Johnny Carson.
Ooh. Weird Al was on the Muppet Show, I think.
Again, research must be done.
I believe this is, I want to say in the back of my head, I remember Weird Al. I don't remember what he was covering, but I think he did a cover on the Muppet Show.
I was really thrilled to find out that songs that I just thought were Weird Al originals were Weird Al originals done in the style of something else. Like, not everything that's right is wrong again. That is actually a They Might Be China song. It's Everything You Know Is Wrong is a Weird Al song that is done in the style of They Might Be Giants. Which is phenomenal.
Apparently Weird Al was in Muppet Magazine at one point, but he has never been on the Muppet Show.
Oh, I need it.
Mm-hmm.
He's also, like, he's such a wholesome celebrity, too.
Right?
I don't want to jinx it. Like, knock on
wood. No,
knock
absolutely,
on wood. Yeah. No, he's absolutely a celebrity that would be amazing to meet. Because he's just supposed to be such a genuine, super sweet person. Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, he busts his ass in live shows. I saw him do 8 costume changes on stage in front of people. What does that mean about his wardrobe when he gets on stage? Like, that's amazing.
Anyway, at this point, I should probably say, if you would like to send in a Fast Five, please send 2 emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. Please include the first email has the context and the choices, and the second one repeat those choices and then give us the context. Who's got a shout out?
I want to give. I had a shout out and I can't remember it. I'm sorry. If somebody's got one, go first.
James, you got one.
I can remember what I had.
I do. There's a tiny donut shop nearby called Bogart's Donuts. And not only do they have fucking unbelievable donuts, they also have a soft serve machine where they very regularly serve a dark chocolate ice cream and a butter ripple. And it's just amazing. You can get it swirled. I wholeheartedly recommend it. If you can process dairy, and maybe even if you can't. Sorry, Jenna.
I know. Do your thing.
Yeah. But everything that they have there is good, and it's extremely affordable. It's not like they're not spending any of that on glitz and glamour. It's just a regular run-of-the-mill donut shop that has amazing food.
All right.
Jenna, have you...
Yeah, I'm going to give a shout-out to the Twitch community that I have run into thus far. I have, as of yet, to meet anybody that's an asshole. Like that kind of asshole. Like, I've met plenty of people that are, you know, kind of shady. But not like asshole. Just like, you know, your general, like us assholes. But there are some just straight up sweet fucking people on Twitch. People doing kind things and saying nice words, and oh my god, it's the bubbly goodness that I need right now. It's so wonderful. So yeah, it's a very long example, but for everybody that I've run into on Twitch over the past week, oh my god, you guys have just made everything so much brighter in my life than it has been for a while, and I appreciate it.
Alright. I'm gonna give my shout out to the Minnesota Magicians, the Tier 2 hockey team, which is, as I mentioned earlier, doing fan fucking tastic in the postseason. I have high hopes for them. I'm not going to go so far as to say I think they're going to win the whole thing, but I think they are going to go take the division at the very least and go to the final four. That's my prediction. Who has something to plug?
We all have something.
Gas.
What? So listeners, you have heard us talking about like Twitch and there is a thing that goes along with Twitch. Often it's a companion to Twitch, which is Discord. And apropos of nothing, has actually had a Discord channel for like a year or something. But we've never done anything about it because we're lazy.
Don't feel bad about not knowing that. This was news to me too.
Yeah, James just kind of made one when Salsa was out of the country even or something. I don't even know.
Seems like a thing.
Yeah, Salsa was gone. James made one. And then it just existed for a while.
So we've decided to resuscitate it and start to make that a place where our apropos-y can hang out and have conversations and answer questions about what they've been reading, what they've been watching, what they've been making, questions that you often hear here as well. Plus, it's an opportunity for you guys to plug your own fucking shit, especially if you're about to stream something on Twitch. If that's a thing that you do, you can share that. So, yeah, we have a Discord, and we should probably link an invite to that if we're going to talk about it. But you should come join us. Come join us on our Discord. We do have a couple of early adopters. Conversation has already started there. And we look forward to having more people jump on the server and continue the conversations.
All right. That information will all be in the show notes. And I'll probably post it on the Facebook as well. Anything else, James?
I wanted to say, bye-bye, I love you, bye-bye.
All right, thank you so very much for listening to this episode. Thank you for the lovely and talented Salsa for the Fast Five, the fantastic Fast Five.
Name dropper.
I must say. On behalf of myself and James and, of course, Jenna, whose podcast this is, eat the fucking cake.
Take it away, Salsa.
Cha. Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.